Rock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know if it's loud.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole.
Quack.
Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
It is the Monica J. Show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I am so glad you are with me today. It is Friday. Not just any Friday, though. It is Friday, May 1st. May 1st. Why is that date important? Because May 2nd, we meet in Carson City at 11 o'clock. And we show the governor that we want this state opened. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. If you'd like to send me an email, get something on the show today, or 884-9910, you can send us a text or you can just call in and be on the show. Do want to warn you, though, we have three wonderful guests joining us today, so we are going to have a little bit of time with them. We've got Randy Hoff and Lisa Krasner and Paul White, all kind of spaced throughout the entire 2 hours, 10 to noon, every weekday. But I will try my darndest to get you on as well. Or just send me a text and I can weave it on in. Did not have a good start to my morning as I try to return some phone calls before the show and see what's going on with friends and people getting ready for tomorrow. And I was pretty disgusted. I was disgusted last Saturday. But you know, it's just, it's the media. It's the Democrats. And it's the only way that they know how to work. Because they're still working. So last Saturday, a number of people came to me at the rally afterwards. And said, did you know that there was somebody going through the crowd and kind of, you know, hey, do you know that this rally is with the Proud Boys and, you know, this real radical group? And it's like, why would somebody be asking that? It was very clearly last Saturday a recall rally started up by Fight for Nevada, fightfornevada.com, by the way, if you want to help. And remember, don't look, if you need a petition location to get the petition to recall Sisolak signed, do not look under city. I didn't realize I had to be saying this. Look under county. People kept saying, I can't find any for Reno. I can't find any for Reno. It's Washoe County. Everything is done by county. So I just got the word from a very trusted friend that once again, we had one person, by the way. We had one person with a rather large visible firearm last Saturday. Out of what? 200, 250 people? One person. And the media tries to tie it into a more radical group. Now they're trying to tie it in with Michigan's protest, where people wearing masks with semi-automatic rifles got into the Capitol, scared the governor. She was terrified. The woman has how much security around her? And she's terrified. Okay. This rally tomorrow is to get business open back here in Northern Nevada. Asian businesses. Caucasian businesses. Black businesses. Of course, they shouldn't be designated, but... Sorry, I didn't want you to hear me clear my throat or cough. You might freak out. I posted a really funny video on Facebook about that. It shouldn't be about who owns the business, what nationality they are, what race they are, what religion they are. It's about getting their business back open and people back to work. But your blamestream media, the papers, the TVs, the internet, and the Democrats are going to portray this as a big Second Amendment group trying to fight their way in and put this as they're trying to designate it as an illegitimate rally, which really, really, really pisses me off. You know, I am a 100% supporter of the Second Amendment. I am a supporter of open carry. Of course, that's just, you know, a sidearm. I don't think that people should be carrying around semi-automatic weapons because they're not needed. I mean, they're needed in case anything ever happens, but they're not needed for show. So don't listen to the media. This is not what Saturday is about. This is about getting businesses open because it's, you heard the governor say, depending on how people respond to what they're being told and be good boys and girls for another 2 weeks, maybe even longer, when we do not have the numbers here. We do not have the deaths. Infections on the downslide have been. But he insists on keeping the state closed. Counties that have had no instances. Counties that have had very little instance. This should be disgusting, everybody. And when you hear the media try to turn this around and say, oh, they're going to be down there storming the Capitol with semi-automatic rifles, intimidating everybody. Ignore them, please. Understand that this is all they have. They can't work with the truth, so they have to make stuff up. I will be in that parking lot, the parking lot of the mall south of the Capitol, on Saturday at 11 o'clock. We're going to have Big Dan there with us. That's right, running for Congress. He's going to be doing a few minutes. I'm going to be doing a little bit of speaking. If we have any business owners that, you know, please help get me and my people back to work. We can even give you a couple of minutes. People out there who still, after 6 weeks, have not received their unemployment checks. we'll give you a few minutes as well. There is a reason that we are there on Saturday. It is to get this state open without all this BS that he's putting through. I'll go through some of the opening points for you. But right now, I want to go to the phone lines and check in with Joseph. 884-9910. Hi, Joseph. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Monica. How's it going?
I'm already all fired up this morning.
But first, a question. Are you still going to meet at Summit and then go drive over?
Yes, if you are in the Reno area, we're going to meet up at the Summit Mall right there in front of the theater at 10 o'clock and then mosey on down to Carson. I might actually be in Carson a little bit early because I may have to set up a sound system or something. But you know what?
Okay.
One way or another, we are all going to be in Carson at 11 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, because I was just telling some people today that, so I just wanted to make sure I was right. What I was calling about is this recall thing. My wife and I went and signed that petition, and what a joke. I mean, you have to write so little because if you go outside the line, your signature's no good. Also, if you haven't voted in the last election, you can't sign it. I think this is illegal. Has anybody filed a lawsuit against that thing yet? Do you know?
Well, we're working on it. We're working on something to have the date extended because this is just a big, you know, a big how do you do for the governor because, ooh, let's shut down the state. We're not going to let people sign the recall petition because we're going to order you to stay at home. We're not going to give you locations to go set up. So we're looking into that, but we're also looking into a constitutional lawyer and dealing with him because of the fact that the Constitution lays out the recall process.
Right.
And this last legislature went in and changed it without a vote of the people, which is unconstitutional. It just shows the blatant arrogance that this governor and the Democrats have for not only the rule of law, but just for going against the Constitution.
The only thing the law means anything to is the conservatives. If you're a liberal, you can do whatever you please.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what you do, whether you go out and kill 25 people, they don't care. They don't care what you do. I mean, look at Biden is a very good example. I mean, Kavanaugh, they raise holy hell over nothing, and Biden, they're just kind of blowing it off. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Don't forget. Yeah, Tara Reid is coming out and doing all the reports. What do you want to bet all of a sudden his papers disappear? But don't forget about Lucy Flores. She pointed it out here in Nevada that, oh, no, that's just she's a Bernie supporter. So they're just trying to taint Biden. Well, guess what? He's been tainted and people know about it.
Yeah, and when you were talking about the media, I mean, everybody has to just remember one thing. The media is flat out crooked. There's no other way to look at it. I mean, they're just crooked. They don't report anything right. I mean, there's a few that do. I mean, One American News, some people like that, maybe Newsmax, even Fox. I mean, there's some of the people on there that are okay, but I don't have much faith in them anymore either, so.
Well, you have to look at the person who's doing the reporting.
Yep,
you have to look at the person writing the story because it will always, always be skewed. Yeah, online, wherever you're getting your news, online, in the paper, through the television, you just better be careful and do some research.
So, yeah, Joseph, paper's a joke.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Yeah.
Okay,
so I hope I see you there on Saturday, and bless you, Joseph, for calling in and being a part of the change.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It really is the change. It is to be able to go back and say, we're not going to stand for this anymore. You've taken too much from us. We've given an inch, and instead of taking a mile, you've taken 10 miles. We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910 is the number to text or call into the show. And before I get on to anything else, let's go to the phone lines and check in with Aaron this morning. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Monica J.
What's on your mind this morning?
Well, our illustrious Governor Satanic Sisolak, and I think the small businesses in Nevada should like get a lawsuit together and sue Sisolak personally and go after his pension fund, and that might just get him to open his eyes and do the right thing and open up Nevada.
Well, unfortunately, Aaron, he knows that he can't be sued because he's the governor, right? It's just like you can't sue the president, you know, for certain things. So he's protected. He knows he's protected. He feels the security around him, so he can just do whatever he wants. And he's the governor, and he makes the decisions. But he doesn't, Aaron. We should be working on our cities and our states to say, hey, have a special meeting. The governor isn't the end-all, be-all. It's the counties. The counties can override his decision, and some of the counties are opening back up. Washoe County will never go against him, you know, especially or Clark County.
Las but Vegas.
With Hillary Sheevy in there, you know, she's going to tote the line for the Democrats so she can, you know, get... So she can be on the list to go for higher office.
Well,
it's just, it's
like
despicable.
Michigan's governor.
Yeah.
Trying to become vice president.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's just, it is so disgusting to watch these so-called women, who all women have to be believed, you know, tear down this Tara Reid. And
Democratic.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Everybody else don't matter.
Yeah, look at the way they treated Lucy Flores here in Nevada, you know, when she said something. It really is disgusting. Because let me tell you, if a Republican ever did stuff like this, totally hold them accountable.
Yep. That's the insanity of the left.
Yep.
They definitely need to... created a thought that if you're socialist, you will have a mental disease.
Let's see. So, socialicia? We'll come up with a name for it. Because it really is a disease. Aaron, thank you so much for calling the show, and I hope I see you on Saturday, because that's an email that I'm getting here, you know? Just got an email from Big Brian, and my wife and I will be at the rally tomorrow. We have been at two already, and I'm telling everyone about it, encouraging them to go. I'm guessing that all of those that are against the lockdown, only about 1 in 100 will get off their butts and go to the rally. So we can do multiplication on our numbers and see if we get 1,000 people, that represents about 100,000. Governor Sisolak, or actually, let me see this, Governor Suck-a-Lot, that's cute, Brian, would hate to see that statistic. You know what? Yeah, he would. He really would. But then again, he doesn't care. Half of Nevada could be at the Capitol. We could completely clog up the streets. But he's not going to care. He's laid out his plan, which, by the way, is not his plan. It pretty much follows the Western States Pack of going to May 15th and longer if they have to. Yes, longer if they have to. How many of your friends are out of work? How many of your family members are out of work? How many people do you know that still haven't even received an unemployment check? How many friends and family do you know that own businesses that just aren't going to be able to come back after this. No money. $1,200 for a stimulus? That's a joke. At some point during the show, I'm going to bring you some fantastic information on how that trillions and trillions of dollars has been broken down and how we could have all gotten around $6,000. But no, we had special interest groups that we had to take care of because the Democrats would not allow it to go through. Let's get a Fox News update, and we will be back with more on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. Monica at 991FMTalk.com. If you would like to, send me a message. I love getting my emails from you, but I also love getting the calls too. 884-9910, which you can also turn into texts. But the emails are very personal because I save all my emails. And the things that people say to me in the emails is just pretty incredible. This one we just got in. I just wanted to say two things. I hope the governor extends the unemployment because I want him to be on it. Well, I doubt seriously if he extends the unemployment or does anything that's rational like that. Look at who he has now put in charge of the whole unemployment system, the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation, somebody who has no experience in the unemployment department. That's just the way it works. And the person before her didn't have any experience in the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation. So, until Governor Sisolak is on unemployment, I don't think we're going to change his mind. Also, this person, they just texted me, so I don't have a name. I am boycotting businesses that are requiring face masks like Costco until they lift this ban. I have worked out in the Reno community this whole time. This has been going on. What a scam. I totally agree with you. Whoever sent me the text. I don't wear a mask. And I'm compromised. I have a weakened immune system. But it's fear that they're instilling in you. It's not knowledge. If they were instilling knowledge, then you would look at the numbers and the rationale and who those numbers are coming from. Fauci, whatever. I would never listen to the man for anything. The WHO? No. Absolutely not. Cuomo, we need 30,000 ventilators. Yeah, it turns out they only needed around 8,000. So what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of life? Because life is going to continue. There's going to be more viruses. There's going to be all kinds of things. COVID has been around for decades and decades. We have to keep changing the vaccines for the flu. And people keep taking those vaccines. Why? It's chemicals. It's poison that you're putting into your body. Look at the ingredients. It's extremely easy for you to find this out on your own. All right. The other thing that's going on right now, the elections. We're in a primary election time where you should be learning and knowing your candidates. But no, everybody's focused on everything else. And that's why we are taking the time to talk to everybody. So please, call my producer, Craig, 884-9910. He'll get you on the list. Email him. Whatever you need to do. And we're going to start listing of when the candidates were already on the podcasts. So you can go back and hear their views and opinions. Right now, though, who is running for Assembly District 30, he doesn't have any Republican challengers, but I'm sure the Democrats will have somebody to take him on. And that's Randy Hoff. Randy, thank you so much for joining.
How are you doing?
Yes.
Well, wonderful. Hey, you know, I just wanted to congratulate you first on your rally down in Reno. That was wonderful. Thank you for going and being a patriot.
And, you know, I appreciate that, Randy, and I hope you, you know, come to the one on Saturday because we're doing it even bigger and better, and we're going to have just, I hope, thousands and thousands of people there. So, Randy, you know, give me your history. Why be a politician when people look at politicians like car dealers, you know, used car dealers?
Well, you know what? I think it's time to change that position. I think we need politicians to be more representative of the people. One of the major issues that I have is our country is going the wrong direction. We need our people to be represented by candidates that actually care about what they need in their districts or in their state or in anywhere. So the reason I'm primarily running, I because I represent a substantially larger demographic of Nevadans. However, the biggest reason I'm running is because I'm kind of tired of what's going on in our government. I mean, these things with Michael Flynn and all this corruption, this is the reason I'm running. It just really boils down to that it's time to get some honest people that are really going to work for the people. I don't want people that are part of unions and things like that running for office. I don't want family members of friends, you know, like Nancy Pelosi. She is basically, you know, her nephew, Gavin Newsom, is the sister state California governor. Yeah. I mean, that's you know, Kate Brown up in Oregon, that is Governor Jerry Brown, who used to run California's niece. These kind of family political connections need to end. And that is one of the serious problems we have, is that we don't need a globalist elite leading class running our state. Nevada needs people to be represented by real people who want to work for the people. And that is what I'm bringing to the table. And like I said, I'm a veteran myself. I served in the U.S. Army Medical Corps for over a decade. I just want to make sure that Northern Nevadans are properly represented. That's just primarily why I'm running. And there's just too much going on in our country right now to have people that are pandering to special interest groups. And that is dangerous for America.
It really is.
Pandering. Yes, it is, Monica. And that's why I'm running. And I'm very passionate. I love Nevada. This is where I call home. And at the end of the day, I just want you to know, and your listeners to know, that it's time for us to step up and to be responsible. We need to have real leadership. We cannot have people just, you know, pretending to be leaders and pandering to their friends. And what political connection do they have? We have to have real leadership in the state. And Governor Sisolak, I'm sure he's got his things, you know, he has issues, but and I'm a little disappointed that he was signing a treaty basically with California. You know,
oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, we don't want it. Who cares about California? That's a disaster over there. So, but at the end of the day, we need to get our state back up and running. We need to get our people back to work. We need to, and I understand this is very troubling, but this is not this is a bipartisan issue. We have to have our citizens making some money so they can eat. I have friends that are starving to death, literally. They're going to food banks, and they were running a successful small business, and now they're at a food bank. So this is serious. It's very serious. It's not time for us to play partisan politics, which is exactly what Sisolak's doing right now. you know, he's pandering to Gavin Newsom on our sister state, California. And at the end of the day, I just want to see Nevada be its own sovereign state and be run and do the right things. And so that's why I'm running for Nevada Assembly District 30, is because I believe I represent a lot more people than just a few special interest groups like unions or things like that. So go ahead, Monica. Randy, I'm sorry for rambling.
No, I love your passion. So, Rand, I mean, that's what we need. We need passionate people who want to help the people of Nevada and not just continue on their party or, you know, look for how they can, you know, sit in the assembly for so long, and then they can move on to Senate, and then they can run for higher. You know, we need people who want to make a difference here at home. So Assembly District 30, we've said this before on the show, and people just don't know their districts. What are your areas? What are the boundaries of 30?
Well, it's generally up to Spanish Springs and down by the airport, down the Reno International Airport, down south. About the south McCarran Boulevard and over to the 395, and then east over to about where the buildings end. That's the way I look at it, where the buildings end there.
That's a good way to put it, actually.
Yeah, just where the buildings stop there. Basically, it starts turning desert and goes out into the I-80 there. That's where it is. By the truck stop over there in Petro.
Okay, so You're going to be running against Charlene and Leah and Natha. What do you bring to the table that's special that Nevadans should, of all parties, should really pay attention to?
Well, as I was saying earlier, I'm running because I represent a lot more people in Nevada. You know, Leah, she worked for Harry Reid. Harry Reid didn't take care of truck drivers. We have a large demographic in our area of truck drivers. Harry Reid, his wife was injured by a truck driver, so he basically he didn't want to do anything to help truck drivers. He violated truck drivers like you wouldn't believe. And
Harry Reid didn't want to help anybody except for, you know, people that supported him.
Exactly. Yeah. So he was the meddler in chief, we called him.
Yeah.
Basically he just get his nose in there. But yeah, so Leah was a staffer for Harry Reid, and basically I just don't think Harry Reid's policies are going to be the what we need now. We're in a whole new realm of you know, our policy, and we need to be protective of people's rights, obviously, workers and what have you. And I'm also running against Natha Anderson, that's right. Natha Anderson, she's a president of a teachers union. So, you know, I mean, the teachers union really hasn't represented children. And I'm a dad. I have four children, and I have a wonderful wife, Nicole. We work together to raise our children, and there's nothing that the teachers union that's going to help our children. You know, I mean, and so.
The teachers union isn't even representing teachers now, Randy. I mean, come on.
Well, you understand, Sam. I mean, being a father of four children, I mean, I have to look at these things myself and say, hey, what do I want that's best for my children? And, you know, what I'm seeing is just terrifying. It's a disaster. I'm going to give the Nevada school system an F grade right now. They want to grade our children on how they're doing. I'm going to give them an F. And a lot of that has to do with the unions and stuff like that. And I do respect workers' rights, but at the end of the day, it's about what do parents need to take care of their children? How do we get our kids into school and make our children thrive? Mm-hmm. That's what I want to focus on in Nevada, is making sure that our students are taken care of. And so I'm going to work directly with parents, teachers. I'm going to work with teachers' assistants. I'm going to work with law enforcement too, in ensuring that our schools are not only safe, but that our children are able to learn and thrive. And teachers unions may take a back seat. Now let me just say, I'm not comparing teachers unions with other unions like the Auto Workers of America. I'm just saying the teachers union is really pushing an agenda for itself. And that's a real challenge that I have to overcome.
Yeah. So, Randy, do you have any Facebook or social media sites or an information website that people can go on to and find out more about you and find out what you believe in?
All right, so you hit a couple really troubling subjects, and I hate to say it like this, but basically YouTube, I'm really concerned about YouTube. I mean, they're violating conservative viewpoints.
Yeah.
I'm a very conservative. I'm an American. I'm a patriot. I'm a warrior. You know, I served in the United States military. I've worked in the medical field. I've even been a truck driver. I have a commercial motor vehicle license. But what I'm getting at is when I post things on YouTube and things like that, they're deleting some of my stuff because I have conservative values. But now I do have a Twitter account. You can go on there. I just had to open a new one up, unfortunately, because my other one was deleted because I retweeted Donald Trump. And I was very proud of Donald Trump for the way he's handling this crisis. This is not anything that we want to put on any president. This is not anything that we want to put on any governor. We don't want our governors to select to have to deal with a pandemic. This is the worst situation since the 1918 flu. So basically,
the virus is real, but the numbers aren't. They're being exploited, and I'll explain that in a minute. But I got to wrap it up. Do you have a website?
Yeah, so I had to open a new Twitter account. It's Randy, and then it's Nevada, and then it's the number one. It's Randy Nevada one at Twitter, and basically, we just we have the Twitter account right now. I haven't opened up YouTube. I do have a website right now. It's open for donations. I would love to see constituents who support conservative values to make some donations. It's been a little bit tough on us in the campaign with the coronavirus and lockdown. We haven't been able to go out and do town hall meetings and
cancel
barbecue with veterans.
I think that's on purpose, Randy. But what's your website?
Right. It's just you can look at it two ways. It's randyhoff.com. So it's RandyHoff. I have two Fs on the last of my name. A lot of people, connect me with a Dennis Hoff. He's got one F. I've got two Fs. So it's randyhoff.com or it's electrandyhoff.com. And we're building the website right now. So
okay. We're
going to have some things to work on there. But, like I said, I'm a warrior patriot. I want to defend our rights as citizens. I want to defend Northern Nevada from anyone who wants to seek to destroy our way of life.
That's a great platform. Randy, I got to let you go. Thank you so much for joining the show. We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just want to share this one little tidbit for you. In cases where a definite diagnosis of COVID-19 cannot be made, but it is suspected or likely, e.g. the circumstances are compelling with a reasonable degree of certainty, it is acceptable to report COVID-19 on a death certificate as probable or presumed in these instances. Certifiers should use their best clinical judgment to determine if a COVID-19 infection was likely. However, please note that testing for COVID-19 should be conducted wherever possible. Doctors across the country. Oh, by the way, that is directly from the CDC website regarding filling out death certificate certifications. They are encouraging doctors and even in some cases pressuring doctors to fill it out as a COVID-19 death. So even though somebody may have had lung cancer and they were stage 4, even though they had the COVID virus, they still listed him as a death from COVID-19. We are being flat out lied to about the numbers. And that has been all across the country. That has been all across the world. Sit down and ask yourself why this virus didn't take down Beijing or the big money areas of China. why it's only attacking certain countries. People so worried about being ventilated when the worst thing you could do for a COVID patient is ventilating them. And that is not the same as just giving them oxygen. I'm talking about pumping that tube down into their trachea. And this was handled wrong from the beginning. The numbers were exacerbated, and people weren't taking responsibility to backtrack and say, we made a mistake. It was all to take down the economies, not only of this country, but of others who were doing well because of this country. Hindsight may be 2020, but it's going to get us into a lot of trouble. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's get a look at the market right now with Fox.